Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. While some municipalities work to decriminalize addiction, the City of Washington Courthouse has taken a different approach. When someone overdoses from opioids and is revived with the antidote naloxone, police officers have been instructed to charge them with inducing a panic. That offense is a misdemeanor and can mean a $1,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail. Lieutenant John Long is with the Washington Courthouse Police Department, and he joins me now to discuss the strategy. Good afternoon, Lieutenant Long.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. So tell me how your force came to this decision.
We decided to use inducing panic out of frustration. My officers would respond with EMS to suspected drug overdoses, and we were finding the unconscious overdose victims with drug instruments or the drug abuse paraphernalia or drugs, and the officers would collect those items and would typically file criminal charges. What we started seeing is we would respond to these overdoses, and there were no drug abuse instruments or paraphernalia, but we had an overdose victim. So we felt it was important to have a consequence to these actions and to get the victim of the overdose into the court system and on the radar in hopes that at some point obtaining the necessary treatment for them if that's what they desired. So February 17th was the first time that we used inducing panic. And since February 17th, we have used that charge a total of six times.
To help us put that in perspective, how many overdoses happen in a month in your city?
I can go back. I did a data extract back to August 1st, and we had 98 drug overdoses since August 1st.
So why is it important for them to be charged with anything? Is there no other way to keep track of overdoses in the system?
Well, it's important to have consequences for actions, number one. And secondly, while we do have in-house statistics, that's just that they remain in-house, locked forever in our inner badge computer system. So to charge these overdose victims, it holds them responsible for their actions, and it allows them to enter into the judicial system and thus be on the radar for potential treatment for their addiction.
I think it's interesting because in some ways this runs counter to what some police forces are doing, trying to decriminalize overdoses. I'm thinking of Marion, where the police chief told his officers to stop charging those who overdosed in an attempt to save lives. Why do you think this is the right direction in attempting to curb the opioid addiction in your community?
I would be interested to know what kind of rate of success they have. I mean, certainly I'm not professing that our approach is the be-all, end-all, but I think it's important to hold the overdose victims accountable. And, you know, because of that accountability, maybe they realize that the path that they're headed down is not the right path, and they want to get a treatment in their lives at some point.
Lieutenant John Long of the City of Washington Courthouse, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, no problem.